The new Mishnah at the end of the Daf and Amud Aleph discusses the timing of the Korban Pesach for different statuses of Tumah, different people who have different types of impurity, and has a principle that in these particular cases discussed in the Mishnah of Zav and other ones, that if the impure status, that individual is impure, will end up, their impurity will finish, will expire, and they'll become pure again through the process of becoming pure by Pesach night. In other words, the nightfall of the 15th of Nisan. Then the Korban Pesach, which is slaughtered in the afternoon of the 14th, is allowed, permissible to be slaughtered on their behalf, with them in mind, because they will be able to eat it by nightfall. But the Mishnah obviously doesn't include certain statuses of Tumah. Not the case for all Tumah cases. The Gemara Amud Beis brings from the Psukim by Pesach Sheni, the Sefer Bamidbar and Perek Tes, talks about the individuals who came to Moshe Rabbeinu, spoken about it over a number of dapim, what the status of these individuals was. So the quote is, the quote that the Gemara has is from Sukkot of Chafhei Amud Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the question of Osik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Person who's involved in one mitzvah is going to be exempt from doing another mitzvah. And the different Tanaim attempt to identify who were these people? Who were these individuals who came to Moshe and said, we are unable to bring the Korban Pesach on time. We want to be given another opportunity. So Rabbi Yitzchak, in the Gemara there, rejects, as Rabbi Akiva and others, who said different opinions, that maybe these people were the coffin carriers of the bones of Yosef. Or another opinion says, Mishael v'Al-Tzafan, these were the Kohanim, the individuals who carried out the bodies of Nadav and Avihu after they died, because they would, and so Rabbi Yitzchak says, it can't be any of these ideas, because they would have had enough time to get purified for the first Pesach. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak concludes, who were these people? They were Oskin b'meis mitzvah. These were people who were involved in the burial of a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah is defined as a body that requires burial, that requires a kvura, and there is nobody else who can do so. And therefore, you're there, you the individual is there, you have to go and do it. You have to go and take care of it and bring this body to Kvuras Yisrael. The seventh day, says Rabbi Yitzchak, of Tumah was Erev Pesach, as it says in the Pasuk, V'lo yachlu lasos ha-Pesach b'yom ahu. It was on that day, says the Gemara, but the next day, they would have been able to see. So we see that we do have a scenario where they are deferred to Pesach Sheni, even though they would have been pure by nightfall. This is the source of Maseches Sukkah for Osik b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. Even though Korban Pesach, as we know, carries a very, very severe punishment of kares, we see Rashi's words over there. Alma mitzvah kala haba liyadcha. You have a mitzvah, relatively speaking, the mitzvah of meis mitzvah in comparison to Korban Pesach is at hand. You have to go and do it. Einchat tzarech lidchosa. You don't push it away mipnei chamura ha'asidah lavog, just because Pesach is going to come in the future. The Korban Pesach is going to come later, and you have to make sure you're available for that. So we see the idea here for Yitzchak. Now the Gemara in Megillah on Gimel Amud Beis, it's true that meis mitzvah is a mitzvah kala when it's in relative to Korban Pesach, but a person even on their way to slaughter the Korban Pesach or perform a bris milah, that's objectively speaking, but if it's right in front of you, that's called a mitzvah veris, it's now. The opportunity is now, the person's on their way, says the Gemara, these are these two mitzvahs, the person's about to do bris milah, the person's about to do Korban Pesach, they both carry a kari's punishment, and the person finds out that a close relative has died, has nifter, he should not stop, go and do the Korban Pesach, go and do the bris milah. Because of the pasuk of lo yitama, over there the Gemara has a drasha, but if it was a meis mitzvah, he should go and perform that mitzvah. You should go and perform the mitzvah of the burial, because it's something that has to be done now. It's a meis mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, okay, what do we do about meis mitzvah or mikra megillah? If I have the opportunity to go hear Megillas Esther or to do a burial that needs to be done, there's nobody else to do it. So on the one side, says the Gemara, is presuming nisa. On the other side is kavod abrios, so the publication of the neis. And the other side is the honor given to the dead, says the Gemara. Meis mitzvah adi, if we go for the burial, gadol kavod abrios shadoch alosa se betara. Gadol kavod abrios is so great. So you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Megillah, Hilchos Purim, the Shulchan Aruch brings this explicitly. The words are, Simen Tafresh Pei Zayin Siv Beis, She'ein lecha davar shenidcha mikra Megillah mipanav chutz mimeis mitzvah. Nothing pushes away Megillah except for the burial of the dead. And even over there it says, well, if you can do it before, do it after. But brings a Mishnah Berurah at the end there, that we see that even in this case, there are opinions that say, gamkein meis mitzvah kodem mishum kavod abrios. How great it is, our emphasis on kavod for tzelem elokim, both in life and after death for a nifter.